This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today we focus on the Beck Pride Center, located on the Jonesboro campus of Arkansas State University. The center was established in 2007. ASU alumni Charlotte and Buddy Beck gave the initial seed money to start a program that would serve the needs of wounded combat veterans and their families. The Pride in the name is an acronym, which stands for Personal Rehabilitation, Individual Development, and Education. Founder Buddy Beck.
When veterans come back, they need to be reintegrated into our society. They need a job. They need training. They need skills. They need social adjustments in some cases for traumatic activities they've done in the war. And this program provides them with an opportunity to have therapeutic kinds of treatment, socialization, and also to learn a skill by being involved in the university.
The Beck Pride Program uses existing university resources, such as physical and speech therapies, through Arkansas State University's College of Nursing and Health Professions, and partners with community professionals and organizations to provide mental health counseling, psychiatric care, and other resources not found on campus. The services are free for eligible veterans enrolled in the program and their families. Director Sandra Warlow says right now about 150 veterans are enrolled in the program, with 50 of those attending classes at Arkansas State University. Warlow notes the goal of the center is to provide much-needed services for veterans. She says the Beck Pride Center is a model program that other universities around the nation are looking at to implement similar programs on their campuses.
With the Beck Pride Center here, we're a one-of-a-kind program. Other colleges have veteran centers on campus, but none of them provide the services, the wide range of services that we do. So that is one thing that draws veterans to go to school here. Another, we have a designated VA rep, Kathy Mathis, in the registrar's office, who works with our veterans who are using their GI Bill and their VA vocational rehabilitation. One thing that I'm especially proud of is our veterans have priority registration. They get to register for classes even before the athletic department. So that is something that is a real draw. Also, no matter what state they come from, they pay in-state tuition, them and their dependents. So that's a big draw, too, you know, with the rising cost of tuition and especially, you know, the out-of-state rates. So that's one thing that makes the university veteran friendly. But and this is just a very warm campus. You know, the veterans feel comfortable in the classrooms for the most part. There have been all good experiences with instructors in the classroom, understanding their unique needs, that, you know, it's difficult for them to be in enclosed rooms a lot of times. You know, they have the need to sit in the back of the room. Sometimes they need to get up and leave the room. And so the instructors have been very understanding, very welcoming.
Dr. Dennis White is a retired professor from Arkansas State University who is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve and a Vietnam veteran. Dr. White is now a liaison director for wounded veterans at Arkansas State University. His job is to contact other military groups in the state and inform them about the work the Beck Pride Center is doing to help veterans. White notes the services provided and the help to get veterans to go back to school does not take the place of the GI Bill, but helps fill in any gaps that may exist. According to Dr. White, the center not only helps veterans with the issues they face, it also provides needed services to the families of veterans.
Let's say that a veteran returns and is beginning to exhibit symptomology of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Which is not an uncommon malady that combat troops have experienced ever since war. In World War I, they called it shell shock. In the Civil War, they called it the soldier's heart. In civilian life, it's not uncommon. In police work sometimes for policemen to experience this. But a family who is dealing with a spouse who's experiencing that, they have a lot of challenges. For one thing, the spouse may not know that they even have the symptoms. It's something that they don't notice, but it's something that other people notice, friends or family members. And what we do is perhaps maybe help the family and the serviceman come together and understand what the serviceman is experiencing.
Dr. White tells what many service members feel when they return from war.
A lot of servicemen and women, when they come back, particularly from combat, they feel a great sense of loneliness because they've experienced something that, unless you've experienced it yourself, it's very difficult to even talk to anybody about it. I was in the war. Oh, well, yeah, I guess that was rough. Well, you don't know how... Well, some point, even family members get tired of hearing the same kind of conversation over and over again. Whereas the Beck Pride Program, through the Veterans VA and the Vet Center, which is part of the VA but separate, sets up counseling centers, deals with servicemen to help them work through that issue, to help families work through that issue, and to help each other learn to identify with one another. It's hard to get something off your chest if you never want to talk about it. It's hard to want to talk about it if the people you want to talk about it with don't understand what you're talking about. You see, it's those kind of problems that a third party can help.
Tracy Wineland is an Air Force veteran who served in Operation Desert Storm. Wineland started receiving services when the Beck Pride Center first opened in 2007. He tells how the Beck Pride Center helped him.
Personally, I've made some great friendships, and I've met some people that I'll never forget, and I'll be probably friends with the rest of my life. And it's also, in the very beginning, when I started college, it was extremely beneficial in helping me get funding for college so I could survive, because I, you know, didn't really have the opportunity to go out and work at that time. I was learning a new skill set, and these people were able to get me some training that I needed. They were able to get me some tutoring when I needed it. And so personally, it's been very enriching to be a part of this organization and allow them to help me. And then, of course, I've been able to help them back, and that's been very satisfying as well.
Wineland has been heavily involved in the Beck Pride Center, helping other veterans and making a Boots to Books video that tells how the center can help other veterans. Jeff Keach is president of the Arkansas Student Veterans Organization. He's a veteran and a student at ASU. Keach tells how the Beck Pride Center impacted his life.
I've been introduced to so many people. Just like a lot of the other guys, we seem to be a little shy in public, and we meet other guys like ourselves, and then before you know it, the whole network expands, and you've got somebody you know now that you can help you with your math work, or somebody now that can help you with an English homework, you know, or even if you need budgeting counseling, somebody to help you out and tell you, you know, where you're spending the wrong money. Whatever different things, Beck Pride has just helped me out, mainly with the network, but they're great for counseling.
And Keach says veterans often need help getting acclimated back to life. He says veterans can get what they're looking for at the Beck Pride Center.
The helping the vets, for one, that gives them a place to go. They come here not knowing what to expect on a college campus. Once they get into this point here and they're given some direction from Kelly or Sandra or even an intern, someone down here, once they get some direction, it helps them with making their list of what they need to do. And a lot of military guys are all about having to have a list. And once they get this list, then they can check things off. And that gives them an idea of where to start and the progress to make in order to get their career moving, their college career moving, and getting started with that. Once again, I go back to the counseling and the environment, there have been scholarships that have been given out. Beck Pride has offered scholarships, the Mike Beebe Scholarship, and There's other scholarships out there, but I know that just the counseling alone is enough to have them here.
More information on the Beck Pride Center can be found at www.astate.edu/CPI/Beck Pride or by calling 870-972-2624. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.